Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Why open with that famous line from Godfather 3? Well, because I was going to avoid politics on this episode and talk about movies. One fantastic movie in particular with the most terrifying sequence ever put on film. A movie few have ever seen. And then I woke up to see something much more frightening. Bag of Maggots Biden's video announcing that he's running for re-election. He just can't stop lying. He may stagger and stumble like a geriatric Frankenstein with bursting hemorrhoids, but he's not running anywhere. So now, I have two scary movies to tell you about. Stay with me. You're gonna like this.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Joey's announcement video is so wrong, so stupid, so deceitful. It's an insult to everyone. It almost defies analysis, but we accept the challenge. First of all, it's a technical disaster. The audio channels are improperly mixed. Joey slurs his words so much they had to add subtitles. But those are in a font so small it's almost illegible. His voice is so weak, he sounds like he's just about to slip into a coma. The edits are awkward and ill-timed. The music is pedestrian and tacky, and the messages conflict. But then again, none of that matters because Joey is...
Hero of the Stupid!
Will his voters notice these things? Probably not. So we're going to jump right to the middle of the video with the pivotal words.
That's why I'm running for re-election. Because I know America.
So that's why he thinks he deserves to be reelected. Because he knows America. He knows America. 8 years as Veep. More than two as president. And that's all he can claim? That he knows America? He doesn't even know where his own office is. Here he is on his recent vacation in Ireland.
As a matter of fact, as you walk into my office in the Oval Office in the United States Capitol.
How about that? His office is in the Oval Office, except that's not in the Capitol. It's in the White House. He's also unsure how many states we've got.
That's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
But at least his guess is closer than his old boss, Barack, who thought there were 58 states.
We've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
But let's get back to Joey's big announcement. Now, other presidential candidates always announce their candidacy before a live audience. Not him. The reason is simple. His brain is minestrone. He cannot handle live audiences. He also can't handle staircases, bicycles, shoelaces, spoons, buttons, zippers. The video rolls out with music designed to put you on edge, huh? Ooh, trouble ahead. There's a montage of clips, smoke around the Capitol.
Insurrection!
A crowd of evil Trump supporters waving flags. And then, a woman in front of the Supreme Court holding a sign that says, abortion is healthcare. Yeah, nothing subtle there. That's in your face. Not very healthy for babies, but Joey's clearly stating where he stands on that issue. Which pundits say the DNC intends to make the critical issue of this election. Next up is Joey looking like a desiccated cadaver. I'm talking an unwrapped mummy. But listen to how the music changes when the hero of the stupid appears on screen.
Freedom. personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
Over that music was lots and lots of flags. Joey hugs people. Joey shakes hands with people. Joey waves to people. So the message is what? That he's a people person? But not all people. Just the ones he thinks are dumb enough to vote for him. And about that freedom stuff and how important and sacred it is, that's not what he was saying when the China virus was blowing in the wind. He was closing churches, laying down mandates, mask up, stay home, and most of all,
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
When Joey was throwing mandates like some fucking emperor, freedom wasn't so important or sacred then, was it?
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you.
Well, that's a big fat lie. It was about freedom, about Joey and government telling you your freedom is theirs to grant or revoke whenever they feel like it. So this freedom thing with Joey, it's a pretty elastic concept. When he wants your vote, you're free. Once he gets your vote, you're fucked. When he's wrecking your business, the economy, your kids' education, closing your church, getting you fired from your job unless you get jabbed, well then, not only is your freedom unimportant, what really matters is his fucking patience.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Once his freedom shtick is over, he really goes off the rails with this mouthful of bullshit.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
When Joey says this shouldn't be a red or blue issue, he was wearing his I'm a unifier hat. Now remember that, because in a few seconds, he's going to switch that cap for one that says, fuck unity and fuck you.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally.
Make sure that everyone is treated equally? How can that be? With protected classes. Could Joey explain that to us? Tell us how everyone can be equal when some groups get special privileges, rights, police, and legal protections. That doesn't sound like equality at all. That sounds like discrimination.
But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms.
Hey, now Joey, what happened to,
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
Joey just put on his fuck unity hat over that greasy scalp with those wispy hair plugs. And what's a MAGA extremist? Wasn't MAGA the other guy's slogan? And at the very least, after all kinds of election fuckery, that MAGA guy, he still got 74 million votes. So then those 74 million people who supported him, they're all extremists? Joey's big announcement continues on for more than 3 minutes of in-your-face lies. That only Joey can stop the extremists from taking away Social Security and abortion and gay rights, etc. And what's so amazing is he has absolutely nothing to say about his accomplishments over the past 2 years. So he closes with a very vague,
let's finish this job.
He wants you to help him finish this job. Well, let's take a peek over the cheek and see just what kind of job he's done. A forced vaccine that was neither safe nor effective. 750,000 dead from COVID on his watch. Millions of illegal immigrants flowing over the southern border with no plan or procedure to deal with them. An ocean of fentanyl, racking up 100,000 deaths per year, mostly kids. Hundreds of billions pissed away in Ukraine to prop up a corrupt little prick of a dictator who persecutes religions and silences dissenting voices. skyrocketing inflation with the highest costs in history for energy, food, and housing. Debasement of our currency, unchecked obesity, Antifa still not declared a terrorist organization, and our descent into a third world nation with law enforcement agencies weaponized to intimidate and punish enemies of Joey's regime. And on the global stage, the United States is now a punchline. China sends us their virus, kicks our ass in trade wars, and as never before threatens our long-standing ally, Taiwan. Because they know a shuffling, stuttering, lying, frightened, decrepit old punk is at the helm. But he wants us to help him finish the job he's done. That was a very scary movie. So when you think of a real scary movie, something from Hollywood, what comes to mind, huh? Demonically possessed Linda Blair, levitating above her bed in The Exorcist? Sigourney Weaver battling alien alone in that spaceship? Jack Nicholson chopping his way through the door in The Shining? Actually, it was a really frightening movie until that moment when he fucked it up and broke the tension with that stupid ad-lib, "Here's Johnny." The Silence of the Lambs makes plenty of top 10 scary movie lists, but it was kind of ridiculous. Hannibal Lecter, a middle-aged, doughy guy, gets his own private cage built in the middle of a warehouse. He has to be wheeled around on a refrigerator dolly because he's that dangerous. The most frightening scene I ever viewed was in a movie few have ever heard of. When I mention it, even self-proclaimed film buffs are usually at a loss, although over the years it has achieved some cult status. I saw it as a kid, long after its theatrical debut. It was on TV, some local channel, and it was hacked up with commercials jammed in every 6 or 8 minutes. But even with those viewing handicaps, it was riveting. So much so that when I saw it listed on Amazon Prime, I gladly paid the $4 so I could watch it along with my wife and daughters. The movie is called Seconds. The title being not an increment of time, but the idea of a second chance, second helping, a do-over. It starred Rock Hudson, a guy who unfortunately spent nearly all his career typecast in idiotic bedroom farces with Doris Day. Rock's performance in the movie was among the best by any actor ever in the entire history of movies. The last 5 minutes are so horrifying, they're hard to watch. Yet, there isn't a knife or gun or any gore or a single drop of blood, but when you watch it, you will be affected. I've always been an avid photographer, so when I watch a movie, I'm kind of hyper-aware of the cinematography. How avid? Well, I've had a couple of books of my work published, and not self-published, real books. The San Fernando Valley Then and Now, and Survival Gear for Your Career, which many early patrons of this show received with their pledge. So I suppose I could call myself a professional, at least I was for a while. From the first frame, in glorious black and white, Seconds stands out. The lighting, the camera angles, the movements. At the credit crawl, I saw the name James Wong Howe, and I thought, I've heard that before, so I looked him up. They should make a movie about him. He was born in China, 1899. His old man moved to the U.S. legally. Imagine that. His dad worked on the railroad until he had enough money to have his family join him in the States. Imagine that. A dreamer who made his own dream come true, no help from government. That story is very familiar to me. That's how my grandfather did it when he came here from Ireland. Little James became fascinated with photography at around age 12, and gee, that's when I did too. Howe's old man bought him a Kodak box camera, and my old man bought me a 35mm Miranda Sensorex. But for James Wong Howe, photography wasn't merely an avocation, it was a calling. He took menial jobs at movie studios and one day found himself on a Cecil B. DeMille production. DeMille needed a close-up of a canary singing, but the bird would not cooperate. They were going to scrap the scene when Howe marched up to DeMille and said he had an idea. He took a tiny fleck of chewing gum, put it on the bird's beak, which made him open and shut his beak so it appeared to be singing, and voila, DeMille had his shot. DeMille was thrilled. He gave Howe a 50% raise on the spot. Howe is soon shooting movies beautifully, and his innovations are too many to count. He was the most in-demand cinematographer in Hollywood, became quite wealthy, drove a Duesenberg, and had a great old time. When some citizens, like Democrat Socialist Tool, FDR, demonized Japanese Americans after Pearl Harbor, James Wong Howe sometimes had to endure a few dirty looks from strangers. Like the canary dilemma, he found a simple solution. For a while, he wore a lapel button that said, "I'm Chinese." Howe was the first choice to lens The Godfather, but his health was failing, and the job went to Gordon Willis, another master who was doubtless inspired by Howe's work. The Godfather reset the bar for movie photography, and Willis, well, he topped himself with his work on Manhattan. Nothing has since surpassed it. Nothing. So what does my admiration for a long-dead cinematographer have to do with Joey's little three-minute video? Well, James Wong Howe and millions of immigrants from every corner of this planet, they exposed the lies that Biden has been peddling his entire career. That America is a racist nation, that no one can get anywhere without government handouts, or being exalted and elevated above others as a protected class. Biden is the antithesis of James Wong Howe. Joey was born wealthy and has achieved absolutely nothing in his life. Nothing. He's lied about everything and continues to lie with every breath. Academic degrees he never earned, fictitious football exploits, scholarships he never won, grades he never made, fights he never fought. He had 6 draft deferments during college for asthma, yet simultaneously claims he played football at his college, where he plagiarized his ass off and continued to steal others' work as a politician. He has done more damage to this nation than any single person in its history. And now he wants to finish the job. He's been bullshitting this country for over half a century and getting away with it. Let's not help him finish the destruction of America. Instead, mock and ridicule him mercilessly and relentlessly, so eventually, even his thick-skulled fans might be afraid to openly support him. That's what his people did to Trump. Seems it's a tactic that works. Because facts and issues, they don't matter anymore. It's all about feelings and bullshit. Biden already does a great job of making himself a buffoon. Let's help him finish that job and his political career. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. Glad I've been able to get this show to you on or about Wednesday as scheduled, and thanks for joining me the last couple of weeks, even though I was very late on delivery. Stop by thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary, and there you will find hundreds more episodes. If you like what you just heard, leave a strong 5-star review wherever you download. If you really like what you heard, why not help support the show? Perhaps you've noticed, people who tell the truth are still being deplatformed. It even happened to the biggest of the big, Tucker Carlson. Any coincidence that he was silenced at the same moment Joey announced his plans? So while you're visiting thatlarryshow.com, click the Patreon or PayPal button and make a pledge. If you prefer more conventional methods, you will see a P.O. Box address that accepts donations. If you want to write, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. My friends, Joey's secondary tagline after "Let's finish the job" is a claim that he's battling for the soul of the nation. He has no soul. There's nothing inside him but malevolent ambition, an insatiable need for power, and contempt for the American people. He has no respect for you, so he deserves none in return. Treat him like the punk that he is. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.